Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:46, Tommy Tucker, foggy as all get out again from the top of the, well, not the top, the eighth floor of the Regions Bank building. We cannot see the Crescent City Connection. However, it must be low because you can see the sky a little bit this morning, and the fog has a pinkish hue to it as the sun comes up. Rafael Goyeneche joins us now, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, as we continue to talk, as we do every so often, about vehicle break-ins in New Orleans. Good morning, Rafael. How are you?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm trying to see you through the fog. Oh, there you are. man, I'm going to tell you what. I was saying this earlier. If you Google or any search engine, look up vehicle break-ins in New Orleans, you're going to get stories going way, way back. And I don't, you know, first off, I'm going to ask you to explain the new law in a second, but I don't – give me a reason to be optimistic that somehow these are going to go down.
I'd be lying if I could tell you. You know, if the police or anybody knew what we could do to make them go down, they would. So there isn't any pixie dust that's available to fix this problem. But there are some common sense things that can be done, I think, to reduce the potential of some of this. And I think the juvenile court judges applied some common sense to some of their policies last week.
So what
changing some of the rules there.
What are some of the rules that they changed?
Well, nonviolent offenders are often have bail set for free. When you deal with juvenile offenders, the judges are under a lot of pressure because of the lack of jail space to release nonviolent offenders. So when you're dealing with a juvenile offender, you know, there's been studies that show that if you incarcerate those offenders, they're more likely to recidivate. But the common sense part of it is that when an offender recidivates 2, 3, and 4 times and they're being released every time, and that's what we have a lot with a lot of these automobile burglary suspects, they get arrested. They're a juvenile offender. There's limited jail space. There's pressure to release them. They get released, and they're released on the honor system. And they don't have the family support that they need for whatever reason. They don't have available services that the judges can order them to go into pretrial. So they get released, and they're right back out on the streets committing these break-ins the next day or later that week. And it creates a cycle that undermines the public's confidence in the criminal justice system, not to mention how it, you know, dents people's pocketbooks. Because when you smash a windshield or a window in a car, it's usually going to be below your deductible amount, and that's money out of your pocket. Yep. And if that happens 2 and 3, and I know some people that they claim this happened 4 and 5 times.
That's incredible.
It really gets to be, you know, onerous on people, and they just get angry the fact that, you know, they're paying tax dollars and offenders are being arrested and released, and there's no consideration for the victims and citizens.
We take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the new policy. And the reason I asked you that question initially was, is there any hope that it's going to go down? You know, we all hope it would, but I think we all realistically realize it's not gonna, so maybe we can just slow it down. The other thing, is this just a New Orleans thing, or is this happening around the country? And then if it's vehicle break-ins now, it would seem to me, and I'm not a criminal, I don't know what it is, but there's something else that's in the pipeline that they're going to realize is a way to get some stuff, break into a car, chances of getting caught are minimal, and if you do get caught, you're coming right out. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 655, 5-7. Tommy Tucker talking to Rafael Goyeneche. I think everybody knows who he is, but he's the president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafael, I'm looking at a story here from the Uptown Messenger. Having your car broken into via smashed windows has become the new normal in New Orleans. I certainly hope it has not. And I see some details on this new policy that the judges, juvenile court judges, decided to get together and implement. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Well, right. I mean, we're talking about common sense. So they issued an order that when a juvenile offender is arrested and he has open pending charges, he cannot be automatically released. He has to be scheduled for an appearance before the judge where the prior case is being adjudicated. So, again, it used to be arrest and released if it's a nonviolent offense because they don't want to put him into the juvenile justice center. But now they're going to be detained until there can be a hearing in that. Now, one of the things that judges still don't have available to them, you know, so the judge, when that hearing comes up, they have two decisions to make. Do I release them again or do I put them back in custody? And there needs to be some additional options to judges. So with some of the nonviolent offenders, if there was, and we've spoken about this many times before over the last several months, electronic monitoring available for a judge to order them to participate in and put a monitor on their ankle, I think that that would go a long way towards reducing the recidivism that we're seeing right now with these offenders. Because when they break into the cars and smash a window, they're not looking for electronics. They're not looking for the radio. They're looking for a gun. And the only thing that separates that nonviolent offense from a violent offense is if somebody confronts them. If somebody confronts someone breaking into a car, that's when really bad stuff happens. And we've seen that in the headlines. We saw it recently when a police officer came up on three young men breaking into a car at 10 o'clock in the morning. And when he ordered them to stop, they jumped in a car and almost ran him over, and he opened fire. He didn't hit anybody. But that's the type of thing that could have easily been a tragedy. And that, those types of offenders, one of them had been released. And if there was an electronic monitor option available to judges to order for juvenile and adult offenders, I think that would be a great addition to the toolkit that would help the police and help the community and take into consideration the rights and the safety of citizens and victims to monitor some of the people that are being given a second chance at release.
And in terms of the judge looking at him, Rafael, before we run out of time, there are not unlimited beds at the Juvenile Justice Center, are there?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, so that's the problem. That's the problem that you have. You have a limited number of beds. You want those beds reserved for the most serious offenders. And, you know, if this is just a kid that's breaking into a car because of peer pressure and they put a monitor on him and the group says, let's go out and hit some cars tonight, the kid can say, I can't, because they're going to be able to track us wherever we go.
And it gives them an out as well, Rafael. Like, an FBI guy told me a long time ago, like, when it comes to your kids, I think it may have been an FBI woman, and you know this well, you become the jerk, where it's like, take the kid out of the peer pressure situation. And in essence, that's what the monitor would do, where it's like, no, I can't. I'd like to, but I can't because of the monitor. Thank you, Rafael. Absolutely. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too.
I appreciate your time. President of Metropolitan Crime Commission, back in a flash, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.